Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone, to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, episode number 119. Hard to believe we're in the middle of September. Fall is coming, and I will tell you, in Atlanta, I am struggling with some allergies. I don't get too many allergies in the spring, but for some reason, the fall has gotten to me. So if you're struggling out there with me, I feel for you, but we're going to keep moving through it. Got some scratchiness in the throat, and just can tell that, just got those, whatever it is right now that's blooming, or not blooming, or grass, or I'm not real sure what it is, but I can tell you it's affecting my eyes and my throat. So we're just going to move past that. So that's kind of where I am this week. Hopefully you're in a great spot. Hopefully life's going well, and you're making the most of it. You're becoming, more and more of the person you want to be each and every day. And just really appreciate you continuing to listen to the podcast. We are once again going to break a record this month, so the downloads continue. So thank you for that. I greatly appreciate it. So here we go. 10 tips to improve your relationship. Now, we're talking mostly about kind of romantic relationships here, but this can be any relationship. For a lot of these, you will see that some of them are quite simple. Some of them you've probably heard before. Some of them you may not have heard before. Some of them you've heard me talk about before. But I'm gonna talk to you about them today because I think they're worth repeating if you've heard them. And for some, they're kind of some new content, so I really like it. These came from, I did not make these up, although you're going to notice that some of them are what I've taught before, and I'll go into in-depth in some of them. But this came from a book called Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams by Mike Dooley. It's a little older book, but I've really liked it, and so these came from there. So if you like what these are and what these say, you might want to check out the book. But so, number one, beyond what's necessary, shed all behavioral expectations you may have for your partner. Now, we've talked about expectations before, but drop the behavioral expectations, right? What you think he or she should be doing, what they are supposed to live up to, right? When you do that, you'll be able to become your best, and you'll let them become their best because you're not the one trying to fix the other person, right? It's not what they're supposed to do. They're not put on this earth to live up to your standards. That's kind of a ding ding, right? They're not put on this earth to live up to your standards. Now, again, you all have agreements. You have things that you've agreed. This is kind of how we're going to do things, and this is how we're going to be, and even how we're going to behave within our relationship, right? In terms of, maybe we're not going to go out and have other people that we, sleep around with or go out with. That's kind of it's one of those things where you just kind of agreed to. These are those expectations, those behavioral expectations that come up every day that drive you crazy. If they drive you crazy, those are the ones I'm talking about, right? I don't have to list out a bunch. So beyond kind of what's necessary, the things that, you know, you guys have agreed to in, you know, different situations, drop the behavioral expectations that you have. That one's big. Number two, dwell on what's right. Dwell on what's right. Nothing can doom a relationship faster than dwelling on what's wrong, right? By dwelling on what's wrong, you actually characterize your future. Isn't that interesting? By dwelling on what's wrong, you actually characterize your future. Because how many times have you dwelled on something in another person, what's wrong with them, and then you find areas and you find reasons and you find truths to make those come true? I think that's fascinating, right? To make those come true. So don't dwell on the things that are wrong. Dwell on what's right. Dwell on the things, even if you've got differences, don't belabor and just continue to come up with and say, boy, we're so different in these areas. What are the ways that you are connected? What are the ways that you pull each other up? What are the ways that you're similar? What are the things that you like to do? Because if you keep dwelling on the other, that's what you're going to find. I guarantee it, right? We know that thoughts become things. We know that if you dwell on what's right, you're going to see more right in the other person. But how many times do we do the opposite? A lot, you know, and I kind of raise my hand. I'm part of that, right? Number three, don't assume. Don't assume, right? Don't guess. I like to tell people I'm not a member of the Mind Readers Association. I used to call it the MRA, right? I can't read your mind, even though I think I'm pretty good at it sometimes. I can't read your mind. So don't do that with your partner. Don't do that with your spouse. Don't do that with your boyfriend or girlfriend. Don't do that, right? Find out. Don't assume. Ask the question. Be able to move through your fear to be able to find out what you would like to know, even if you're afraid of the truth, even if you're afraid of what they're going to say, right? Take the chance. Go back and listen to episode 3 or 4 when I talk about difficult conversations. Have a difficult conversation, but ask the question. The more you assume, the more you let that ruminate, the more you let that go over and over in your mind, the more frustrated you're going to get, the more upset you're going to get, and you don't even know the outcome. It's kind of like I talked about last week with worry. There's no reason to assume. And if you do want to assume, assume the best. Okay? If you want to do that, you can assume the best. Most of us don't do that. We assume the worst, right? Or we just guess. So don't assume. Number four, again, in a world where, you know, maybe you grow up and you watch TV and everything looks just lovely, or you see Facebook and, you know, I like to call it fake book, and everybody looks like they're happy and, you know, the world is just great and the kids are always well behaved and everybody gets along and life is just, you know, dandy. Number four, accept that there will be challenges. Know that that's a fantasy world, right? It doesn't work that way in real life. Or if it does kind of work that way, there's a chance you're kind of glossing over. You're just on the surface. Because we've all got challenges that we're going to deal with. We all have challenges in relationships that we're going to deal with. And enjoy and appreciate those challenges, even in your relationship, because the times where they can be the most challenging are also times where it can be the most growth. So start to appreciate some of those. Now, you don't want that challenge over and over and over again. I get that. But start to just notice that there will be challenges. Go, oh, this is one of those challenges, right? This might be one of those rough spots. This might be one of those spots where we kind of feel like we're stuck. We've got to move through that. We've got to be able to talk. We've got to be able to communicate. We've got to be able to see that there is kind of light at the end of this tunnel. And it might be that we have to sit down and have a difficult conversation, but that's part of it. So number four, accept that there will be challenges. Number five, again, can be tough. Let the other person love you in his or her own way. Let them love you in their own way. Now, you can ask, you can request, you can say, boy, I would really like it if you would do XYZ, or if you would say XYZ to me, or if you would, you know, bring me flowers or talk nice to me or write me notes or doing or whatever, right? You can ask that, but don't expect it. And certainly don't expect them to treat you exactly the same way you treat them, right? Unnecessary expectations in that way create narrow definitions, as he says, or preconceived ideas of what should be. And we know, be careful when you start shooting on yourself, right? Oh, you should do this for me because I do it for you, right? That kind of stuff, keeping score, be very, very careful. It does not help build your relationship. It tears down your relationship, right? So don't think of that. And also, this is one of those things too, where you can kind of concoct all these rules in your head that say, you know, you're supposed to do this and here's my checklist of rules. If you find yourself doing that, be very, very careful. Okay, be very careful. Again, this is where you have to talk. Hey, here's what I would love. He or she says, nah, this is kind of where I see this. Okay, let them love you in their own way. It's not going to be the same as what you conjure up in your head. It's just not. And when you make peace with that, life can get better. All right. Number six, talk smart. Now, we all know, especially us guys, we tend to have a challenge, again, speaking to the choir, with communicating or communicating effectively in our relationships. But can you talk smart? Yes, you can, right? Stop complaining. Don't criticize your spouse. Breathe. Think before you respond. Okay? Understand what they say. Ask for clarity. So what I hear you saying is, and then you are able to respond in a smart way. Not a smart aleck way. A smart way. Like you're being smart, right? And then you look like you've got it together emotionally because you're able to breathe. You're able to sit there. You're able to think through it. You're able to feel through it. And then you respond from a place of clarity and a place of clean thinking. And you retain your power, right? You retain your power. Number seven. Boy, these seem to just, I mean, they just hit you, right? Accept responsibility for your feelings. Accept responsibility for your feelings, right? Remember, your emotional reaction to something is based on your thoughts and your perception of it. Doesn't always mean it's true. Certainly doesn't always mean they're trying to do something to upset you. And when you begin to realize that and you begin to think the best in them and you think that they think the best in you, then life can get better for you. But you have to be responsible for your own feelings. If you get angry, if you feel jealousy, if you feel frustrated, you take ownership of those. You figure out where they're coming from. You figure out why you're thinking that way in order to trigger those emotions and those feelings. And then you take ownership for it and you decide how you want to respond from there. Number eight, fight fire with, no, not fire. Some of you said that out loud in your car. You said fire. No, fight fire with kindness. Fight fire with kindness. How many times have I said, when you can retain your power, when you can think clearly, when you can let that other person have their own experience without you mirroring them and without you raising your voice and for you staying in complete control of yourself, you end up being the one that has the power because kindness is truly powerful. It's a powerful person that can live by a code of kindness, that can live by a code of saying, you know what, I'm going to believe the best in you. I'm going to respond with kindness, even if you're spitting fire to me. Now, you might need to walk away. You might need to walk away. You might need to catch your breath. You might need to get a moment. But go back in and be able to say, I'd love to have this conversation with you. Here's what I see. Tell me what you see. And then you do it in a very calm, collected, quiet, kind voice. Hard for some of us to do. There's no doubt. Hard for some of us to do. But it certainly will enhance your relationship. It certainly helps build intimacy. It certainly helps build romance. It does not tear it down. What tears it down is when you start yelling and when you actually fight fire with fire, which some of you said out loud. But I want you to fight fire with kindness, right? Number 9, have your own life and your own interests and strive to be fulfilled outside your relationship or as fulfilled outside of your relationship as you hope to be fulfilled in it. So have your own interest. Do your own things. Do things on your own. Do things that you enjoy doing, right? Whatever that might be. If you like to play golf, go play golf. Y'all don't have to play golf together. If you want to, great. You can have a set of friends. You know, maybe you have a church group. Maybe you have a social group that you like to go to. Maybe you just like to go volunteer. You like to do some things on your own. Whatever that is, you find something that you're passionate about and that she's passionate about, that they're passionate about on their own, and you make the most of that and really get into that too, just like you want to get into your relationship. And then number 10, and y'all have heard me talk about this before, make your own happiness job number 1. When you can begin to be happy with yourself, when you can like yourself, when you can love yourself, when you can be the best version of yourself to yourself, when you can be honest with yourself, when you can tell yourself, you know, this is who I am, this is where I am right now, and that's okay, then you will in turn love the other person better. When you love yourself better, you will love them better. I guarantee it. When you are hard on yourself, and when you're expecting something out of yourself that you can't give, when you're trying to be perfect all the time, when you're trying to do things just, you know, to live up to someone else's expectation, whoever that is, or to live up to this expectation that you've built for yourself that's not even realistic, then you're not happy with yourself. You stay angry. You stay agitated. You stay upset. And when you begin to love yourself, when you begin to know that you're worthy just as you are, when you begin to know that you're in this spot for a reason right now, and it's okay, regardless if you think you've done great in life or regardless if you think you're stuck and you've done the worst of the worst in life, you are okay, and you can start today and start loving yourself and start producing that happiness from within. And you'll see your relationships get better. You see all your relationships get better because you'll be able to see yourself for who you truly are. And that is a lovable person that's put on this earth. All right, folks. Hope you guys have a great week. Reach out to me if you need me, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. Can't wait to see you back here next week. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.